And I have a friend of mine in here with me. His name is David Hockley, and he's the youth pastor. Is that right, David?
Close. Community pastor.
Community pastor at the Yarmouth Wesleyan Church. And we're here to talk about something really cool. I think it's really cool anyway. It is called Love Week. Now, that sounds very romantic, Dave, but it is not that at all. Tell us a little bit about what Love Week is.
This is our second go-round with Love Week, and the idea is that we are so blessed in this region as a whole, and specifically when it comes to Yarmouth Wesleyan Church, which I am part of, we are very fortunate as a congregation to have a lot at our disposal, and we want to give back in some really significant ways to this community, to this region, just for the betterment of it, and literally just because we love this area and we love the people.
So it's about showing love to your community.
In practical ways, absolutely.
So this is the second year you've done this.
Yeah, we first one was in December of 2018.
Okay. Must have been an interesting build up to this one.
Yes.
In the COVID time. And I guess when it comes right down, it's sad, but every conversation usually has to begin with talking about things in COVID time. So how did you approach Love Week knowing that you were limited or somewhat at least handcuffed with what you can do?
Well, we had to push it back right off the get-go. We planned this about a year ago, and the idea was that we would have been going in April.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously that's when restrictions were really, really tight, and so we just kind of pushed it back, and thankfully we're at the point where we've got a little bit of flexibility. But we just know the biggest change from 2 years ago when we did it is there aren't as many large group option serving opportunities that we have because we just have to be more careful. We can't do meals for... And take them into places we can't go to seniors' homes, that sort of thing. So we're just trying to be creative and think outside the box a little bit.
Okay. So when it comes to that, how did you put this together? Do you have a committee that comes together and say, let's do this, let's do that? Is that how it works?
Yeah. The first year, it was just a couple of people who put it together. But this year, we brought some more voices in and some fresh ideas. And we've got a few cool opportunities that we didn't have before just from having more voices at the table.
Okay.
And it's nice to not have to try to pull it off with just a couple of people. It's nice to be working with a team.
Right on. Well, let's talk about some of the stuff that you're doing. Now, everything started officially yesterday, right?
It did. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what are you doing?
We've got a handful of things. We've been doing street cleanups in our region up by the church. We sent a bunch of people out with some homemade cards and paintings and pictures for people in the nursing homes. We would love to go and sit with them and talk with them, but that's just not allowed. So we wanted to have something homemade that they can look at and enjoy with some scripture verses on to encourage them. We are doing a bunch of deliveries. We're taking coffee and baked goods to first responders, to hospital workers. We're doing gift cards for bus drivers. We're doing car detailing for single parents. Just a lot of different stuff going on. But those are just group things. We're also encouraging people from the church to be doing things on their own, like with their family. Like, we may not necessarily everyone be comfortable having someone in for a meal at this point,
mm-hmm.
but most everyone can put some sort of meal together and take to a neighbor just to show them that you love them, that you care about them. Or for seniors, raking leaves, stacking wood, whatever kinds of opportunities there might just be to make someone's life a little bit easier in the fall of 2020.
That is a great idea, especially these days. One of my slogans, if you will, was, you know, when it gets the darkest, you have to be the one to light the candle or be
yes.
the candle.
Yes.
And so, you know, sometimes the smallest things can have the biggest repercussions. It's funny, you drop a small pebble in the water and you watch the ripples, and there are ripples here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We are, and there are so many organizations in this region doing so many things that we want to show them that we are with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to, if anything, make their impact a little bit bigger. And so we've got some groups of people that we're blessing financially as well, just to say, like, hey, thank you for what you are doing. We recognize that it takes a group effort in this region, in this town, and we're seeing that, and we just want to be part of it. So we're blessing some of those people as well.
Congratulations on that. That's a really big deal.
Thanks, man. It's been fun.
Now, how many people are you talking? When you're talking about the church and you're talking about the committee,
yeah.
How many people are we talking specifically?
There are four of us on the committee, and then that would branch out to a bunch of leaders and captains of the different events, and then that trickles down to the participants, the people who just sign up and they know this is where they need to be and what they're doing. Overall, we're hoping to have, I'm looking at about 250-300 people involved in this thing.
Wow.
Kind of scattered through the area.
Sure.
And it's not just Yarmouth town centric. We had a small group of people from the Wedgeport area saying, hey, can we do stuff in Wedgeport? Yes, for sure you can. And like there are people coming to me with ideas of things that I didn't have written down. And I'm just telling them, go and do it. Go serve this area. Go make a difference. Our vision as a church is that we want to take Jesus into every community of this region. And we are fortunate in our church to have a bunch of people who live in a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's got a neighbor. Everyone knows a senior. We just want to make a difference where we are.
Right on. And if you want to be part of any kind of a community movement, look, it's easy, even if you're not associated with the Wesleyan Church, to just cook a meal and give it to your neighbor.
Absolutely.
It's if you can have it front of mind, perhaps we can create a movement in and of itself.
That's exactly the goal of this. We've been partnering with some other churches to make this happen. And we've even had some business owners come up to us and say, hey, I love this idea. Can we be part of it? Yes. The answer, of course, is yes. We would love if the whole town would eventually participate in something like this someday. We can all do something to better the lives of the people around us.
Okay. So Love Week, this is particularly this week, literally. So
yes.
It started yesterday.
Yep.
Runs until next Saturday then?
It runs until next Saturday.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you for what you do. If someone wants to get a hold of you or find out more about this, how do they do it?
They can check out Love Week on our website, Yarmouth WC. Just Google Yarmouth Wesleyan Church Love Week, and it'll come right up there for you. You can check us out on Facebook, and you can also send me an email. It's dave@yarmouthwc.com. If someone missed that, you can just check it on the Facebook page or the website as well.
All right, and this will come as a blog as well, guys. So in a few moments, I'll be publishing this, and I'll make sure that the links are all there for you as well. Dave, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Wade. This was fun. Appreciate it.
A pleasure. That's Dave Hockley. He is the community pastor for the Yarmouth Wesleyan Church, and it is Love Week.